There are currently 745 people on death row in California, one of 31 states where capital punishment is legal. Appeals for those on death row can take decades, and it's been a decade since California executed a death row inmate. Both supporters and opponents of the death penalty agree the system is broken. And come November, California voters may be able to consider two measures, one to limit appeals and speed up executions, the other to ban the death penalty and convert existing death sentences to life in prison without parole. Scott Schaefer of Here and Now contributor KQED in San Francisco reports.
A little over 5 years ago, Lieutenant Sam Robinson from the California Department of Corrections offered me a little tour of the new execution facility at San Quentin Prison.
What you're looking at, Scott, is our infusion control room.
A federal judge had problems with the old death chamber. Among other things, it was too dark. You couldn't see inside to tell if inmates were suffering during the lethal injection process.
That is actually where our execution team facilitates infusing the inmate with the lethal cocktail to facilitate an execution.
Price tag for the new execution chamber? Nearly $1 million. Bright lights, big windows for witnesses to see through. But here's the crazy thing. The new chamber has never been used, and it might never be. In fact, in California, there's widespread belief that the death penalty doesn't work.
It's bad. It is not good. And that's the one side both the opponents of capital punishment and those of us that support it agree on.
That's Steve Wagstaff, San Mateo County's district attorney. He says since California reinstated the death penalty in 1978, his county has sent 15 people to death row. One was executed, four others died of natural causes. Wagstaff and other supporters of capital punishment are frustrated. The death penalty appeals seem to take forever in California.
The last death penalty case that I prosecuted, the last one in our county, the jury returned a verdict and the sentence of death was in early 2010. It took almost 5 years just to get an attorney appointed, with nothing happening in the meantime.
And that's pretty typical. There aren't enough lawyers willing to take on cases. The appeals are tedious and time-consuming, with low pay and not much chance of success. Wagstaff and his fellow district attorneys think voters should have a chance to fix it. They're sponsoring a ballot measure to speed up the legal appeals process so executions would happen more quickly. At least that's the thinking. But opponents of capital punishment say the system is fundamentally broken and can't be fixed.
It's really a disservice to the people of this state to perpetuate something that not only doesn't work effectively, but really is irreparable.
Elizabeth Semmel runs the death penalty clinic at UC Berkeley's law school, where students work on behalf of death row inmates. Semmel says even if Californians vote to speed up executions, she doubts legislators and the governor would actually fork over the money it would take for lawyers to speed up the appeals.
The prospect of executing 745 people is illusory. So there will be a randomness to the number of people we execute in the state until we finally recognize that we're done with it.
Semmel and other death penalty critics say the system is such a mess with so many legal problems that it should just be scrapped. They support another measure that could be on the November ballot to do just that, get rid of capital punishment and convert all death sentences to life in prison with no chance of parole. Caught up in the middle of all this, death row inmates. 54-year-old Raymond Lewis murdered a friend over a drug deal. He's been on death row since 1991.
I feel that I should have a choice on whether I want to continue to live like this or to be executed. And I've asked to be executed by stopping my appeals, but my attorneys then refused to do so.
We're a state that has executed 13 people in the last 30 years out of a list of 750 that are waiting.
Mark Class's 12-year-old daughter, Polly, was kidnapped and murdered in 1993. The man who did it has been sitting on death row for 20 years.
Something has to be done, and that's why I'm working with the DAs. I would like to see the death penalty system fixed.
The California Supreme Court spends about a third of its time reviewing death penalty appeals. Before he stepped down as Chief Justice, Ronald George caused a stir by noting that the leading cause of death on death row is old age. Now he says it's time to either fix California's death penalty or get rid of it.
I think one has to question whether we should really continue with a system that is dysfunctional. Something should be done in one direction or the other.
Californians might decide which direction to go this November if voters are given a chance to choose between banning capital punishment and speeding up executions. For Here and Now, I'm Scott Schaefer.